is Antichrist. The words of William Branham, they are not the absolute. It's because you did not understand him. William Branham brought you to the Bible. William Branham said, come back to the Bible. He did not come to project himself. Eliezer was sent to bring Rebecca for Isaac. William Branham is a type of Eliezer. Eliezer was telling Rebecca in the journey, in the wilderness, about Isaac. William Branham kept telling us about Christ as revealed in the Word, the Bible. And William Branham said, if I say anything contrary to this Bible, he said, drop my own and hold the one in the Bible. How can you say his word is absolute? I met a preacher of this entire message and said that William Branham is infallible. He said every word William Branham spoke is thus said the Lord. And I brought a quote for him. I said, sir, I don't believe that. We parted ways with him because of that. I said, no, sir. When you say William Branham is infallible, you have deified him. You have made him God. Because only God cannot make a mistake. When you say a man is infallible, it means he cannot make a mistake. How can you say that? And I brought William Branham preached a message concerning the 70 weeks of Daniel. And in breaking that revelation down, he made two opposing statements. And I read them out to the brother. The first one, he said that after the rapture takes place, it will remain 7 years. That was when he preached it. He went somewhere again and he was preaching. And when he was asked, William Branham, did you say it is 7 years left after the rapture for the Jews? And William Branham, I read it. He said, no. It is remaining 3.5 years. I say, here he says 7 years. Here he said 3.5 years. Thus said the Lord. He cannot make a mistake. Oh yeah? Which one are we to take now? Is it 3.5 years or 7 years? But if you come back to the Bible and trace it, you will discover that it is remaining 7 years. Praise the Lord. He was a man like any other person. But when it comes to the interpretation of this Bible, you can never fault him. He gave us correct interpretation of every major doctrine in this Bible. For that is his ministry. Now listen. After the shout, the voice of the archangel. I am talking about a serious matter that is going on in the Church of Jesus Christ. You see, some people are sleeping now because you know that he's not your bride. He's not your bridegroom. He's not your bridegroom. He's not your bridegroom. Oh, Brother Emma, that time you were chasing a hope. See, anytime I see hope unhappy, I used to say, hope, is there any hope for Emma? She will laugh. I say, is there any hope for Emma? That name, Emma, they excite them that time. I'm talking about going to heaven to meet the bridegroom. And the bride is sleeping. Can't sleep. You can't sleep. You can't sleep. Anybody sleeping now, they're chicken. Ask your neighbor, you're a chicken. You're a chicken. Chicken. Ah, sister chicken. Sister chicken. Sister chicken. Why are you sleeping, sister chicken? Brother chicken, wake up, brother chicken. Brother chicken, wake up. When you see us singing eternal life, I want to live eternal life, you will stand up. What in the song they talk? I want to live I want to live eternal life, God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Church, God brought you here to hear the message. That's why you are here. You didn't hear this kind of thing for any church. God brought you here for it. This is what will take you to heaven. That is the greatest mystery that is going on in the church of Jesus Christ. God has sent us a message and they are not even aware. Ha! The Bible says, as it was in the days of Noah. Why? Why did he say as it was in the day of Noah? He said they were busy doing party, marrying, divorce, everything, enjoying themselves. While they were doing that, there was a message in the land they didn't know. Noah was going up at that, preaching that message, but he was in a minority. He did not have money to go on television. He did not have money to go, you know, he did not have the charisma and all whatever it takes to be connected to the state houses. You see, he did not have policemen around him with guns being his escort. So, you see, he did not have a fine building that he could preach from. Hallelujah. They were too busy to recognize what message God has sent to them. And the Bible said they were doing that when Noah and others were asked to enter the ark. Until they entered the ark, they were still doing marriage ceremony. Meanwhile, judgment was hanging over them. You see, I'm telling you, the rapture will strike one of these days, and people will be going for night vigil somewhere. Why? Because they did not hear the message. They had no time to hear the message. The kind of religion they had no time for this kind of talk we talk. We are. They are more busy with their enemies submitting to themselves. They are very busy with Holy Ghost congresses. They are busy with their nights of bliss. They are busy with monthly communion service. They are busy with all manner of programs. But the message went forth to them. They could not hear it. It is the message you are hearing now. See. Let me tell you the secret of the anointing in this church. The Bible says where the word of a king is. It's power. See, in this atmosphere, don't bother to meet the pastor, to meet any minister. Hallelujah. Connect to what we are saying here. For you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. And the truth is here. The truth is here. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Now. After the shout, the next thing after you have responded to the shout, the next thing that the church of Jesus Christ is waiting for is the next stage, the voice of the archangel. Which archangel? The archangel is the archangel in Revelation chapter 10. Apostle Paul saw the same thing John saw. Apostle Paul called him the archangel. In Revelation chapter 10, if you read it from verse 1, there was a mighty angel that stood up with a book on his hand. One hand on the earth, and one leg on the earth, and one leg on the sea. Giving a global picture. Hallelujah. He stood up and cried, shouting that there should be time no longer. Which time? The time given to the Gentiles is finished. Remember, he stood up. Where did he stand up from? He stood up from the mercy seat. The Bible calls him the high priest. He stands between us and the Father, making intercessions for us, reminding God that it is because of them he shed his blood. Each time you say, Lord, forgive me, he will tell the Father, you have to forgive. That is the reason why I shed my blood. Remember that there are three offices of the Lord Jesus Christ. The first office is the office of a prophet. And he has come as a prophet. He has given thus said the Lord. He has given the word for redemption. He that believeth that prophecy and is baptized shall be saved. When he finished that, his next office is the high priest. And our Bible tells us in Revelation, which scripture is that? Hebrew chapter 5 and Hebrew chapter 7 tells us that he is raised up a high priest, not after the order of Aaron, but after the order of who? Melchizedek.